Revenge. Never take your mistress on an annual guy's getaway. Is the tagline. Miranda and Ingrid Lutz. Kevin Johansson and two other people I don't care about.
There's only like four people in this, or five people in the movie total.
Yeah.
I'm not reading them. I don't know who they are. They don't even have pictures on IMDb.
Bob, did you see this one?
No.
Okay. Who else? Daniel, did you see this one?
I watched it, yeah.
I watched it today. And did you, Simon, obviously saw it.
I have seen it, yes.
Who wants to start?
Dan? Kevin?
Yeah, I'll start.
I'll start, I don't care.
I actually saw your I know you didn't like it, right?
Oh, I did not like this at all.
I actually really liked the style of it.
I liked the style. Yes, I'll give you that.
See, the style of it was the best part, and see, like, I thought, you know, the characters are despicable, like, except for her. So I thought it was, like, a cool revenge thing, and, like, I thought the style was really cool, like, all the, like, the sniper sequences. And, man, there was so much blood, man. Like, all the fake blood. And I thought, like, the setup, though, was because he knew that, I guess, this friend is pretty rapey. And
he knew all right. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, let's just push you off a cliff because
I thought that was pretty
an
cool.
Easy problem.
I like that shot.
That's an easy shot. That shot was cool because I didn't because this guy's a dick. See, his strategy was just let's turn around and okay now let's push you.
Yeah.
So that was a bit of a surprise, but she was cornered, so we knew something was going to happen. But I wasn't expecting her to almost die at like 30 minutes in, and then just her grit of getting back at them for raping her, and just Yeah, and I thought the dream sequences were cool, and I thought how they set up the, like the little scorpion drug that makes her not feel pain. So I thought that was cool, and then I really liked the shot of how the energy drink logo got imprinted in her on her stomach. And I don't know, like I just thought like I remember writing down that I thought the the character setup was interesting just because they, like, even us as the audience, because it's like, okay, you're beautiful, but, like, you'd never rape her kind of thing. And then, okay, sorry, I'm trying to find my train of thought. Or just, like, when the boyfriend is like, oh, you're beautiful, they just couldn't help themselves kind of thing.
Because
you're thinking, okay, like, I covet this woman, but you'd never actually do that. But then just takes it to a spot where they actually do it. And I just thought the revenge was cool. Sorry, I'm talking a lot. But anyway, I liked it. So, Simon, why'd you hate it?
Why did I hate it? I was bored.
You're bored?
I think the problem is I watch so much film, and I've seen this storyline before. And, I mean, I thought the girl was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
I could not believe how attractive. I'm like, wow, where did she come from? But I've seen this too many times. And I thought the acting was terrible.
I thought she was good.
She didn't do anything. She goes, look at me, I'm cute, the whole movie. Till she dies. And even then I'm like, I just don't care. Like her buddies, the henchmen, were terrible actors.
Okay, yeah, those two.
Oh, I'm just like, how much are you guys paying these? $10 in a meal plan at McDonald's? Like, they were awful. And you can tell why they weren't the leads. They were just terrible. I guess my favorite scene, I know it's probably bad to say, is when the guy's going into rape her and he hears the noise and goes, I'm going to watch car racing and just turns it off. I'm like, he doesn't care.
There's, like, the weird slow-mo shot of him eating chocolate.
Yes, that was bizarre.
Yeah.
That was a weird choice, I thought. I liked the location. I thought the hunting ground house was beautiful. I really liked the scenery shots. It didn't do anything new to the genre. It was like VOD to me. I'm like, we've been here, done this.
Which one?
It's VOD to me. It's just what I expect on VOD. Nothing great.
Okay.
You know, we've been here, done that. I mean, I think Cargo is a better script than this.
Oh, really?
I've watched too many independent movies, and I've seen this done better.
I think it's just, like, a bit of, like, style over substance.
Maybe. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Kevin?
See, I thought it had substance for me, at least. You it is definitely it. Style over it, but I like the style a lot. I just like the story, too. Sorry, Kevin.
No, it's okay. I don't know how I feel about this film. I just watched it, so I think I'm on the side of liking it. I thought it was very well done, well shot. I liked the locations. I did not care the cast. You know, it's an empowerment movie, but it's not really an empowerment movie. I mean, she's the mistress going on a sex weekend with a guy who's cheating on his wife. And, you know, the one guy, the boyfriend leaves, his hunting buddies arrive early. And so she teases them at dinner one night and gets the one guy all riled up. And I'm not saying that she deserved it or anything like that, but there's a scene where, like, she's really teasing the guy. And the next day he comes on to her when the boyfriend is off doing something. And she's like, he's like, well, so how am I different today than I was yesterday? And she goes, well, you're not really my type. And he goes, yeah, but was I your type yesterday when you were, like, rubbing your ass against me and doing all this stuff?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And that was a very interesting conversation. But then he turns it to rape. And it's like, you know what, this, again, doesn't justify doing that. And then the one other guy walks into the room, as I said, and he's eating chocolate. And she's like, help me. And he eats the chocolate in slow motion like he's thinking about it. Almost like, do I want to do this or not? And then he realizes, forget it. I'm just going to leave and watch car racing instead.
Yeah.
Like, very bizarre. And then, but then her boyfriend isn't much help either.
No.
Like, you know, oh, well, like he was going to ditch her anyway, which is the thing. She was just a toy. She was there for him to have sex with and tease the other guys. And she teased them and whatever. And he's like, well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a job in Canada and send you off with some money in your account. And she runs out. And then along the way, he decides he's going to kill her. And the movie becomes something completely different.
Yeah.
I don't think any human being could survive being pushed off a cliff and being impaled by a tree. But she manages to do it. And it leads to a friend of mine was here working on some statues in the back. He came out and he said, what is this torture porn you're watching? And I'm like, you know what? It kind of is. It's like, how many different parts of the human body can we watch blood gush from?
What? You don't like a bullet to the dick? And the guy just pouring it out?
It's like the guy cuts his feet on the glass and she's impaled by the thing and she's got to pull it out.
That was cringy.
Blood. And then she's, you know, cauterizing the wound and making tattoos. She did a great job cauterizing the wound. There's almost no burn marks. She has a cool tattoo as a result of it.
She's very
that was weird.
See, when the guy stepped on the glass, I don't see why she didn't just wait and shoot him when he was in really bad pain. Mm-hmm. You know?
Because it wasn't, she wanted to shoot him while driving fast.
Yeah, I guess it was for the driving fast shot too.
I thought this was like your typical revenge movie, but with a girl instead, getting revenge on a couple hunters. I don't know. I thought it was, I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it either. I thought it was stylish, and I liked the look of it, but it's also a bit of a tease because she's still walking around in her underwear. So is it empowerment or not? I think it's one of those weird movies that, you know, is really, I want to side with her, but it really is kind of like a TNA movie, masquerading as an empowerment movie.
I don't know, that's what I was kind of saying, like, oh, it's like making them covet her and the audience too, kind of thing. Ooh. So yeah, it's just, okay. Because, yeah, like, your point about the scene, it's like, oh, have I changed height since yesterday? because she says that he's too short, kind of thing.
Yeah,
but it's like still like, okay, dude, what the fuck? Because one scary thing is like, okay, these guys seem like you're like they could be your buddies, right? And then the next morning, it's like, oh, you went from almost charming to creepy and 0 to 100.
Yeah, well, I think that guy was creepy right from the beginning.
Okay, fair. Yeah, just
looking at the apple with the bite out of it.
Yeah, and just standing there at the back, like, it's like, oh, hey. Mm-hmm. Like, them with the rifles, it's like, oh, crap.
Yeah, I think the message is don't go to hunting weekends, getaways, weird guys you don't really know.
I think I like this one just because I knew about it since TIFF because it was part of the Midnight Madness. So I knew what type of movie it would be, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought the style was cool.
Yeah, again, it's like another one of these okay kind of, if you have time to kill and it's on Netflix. I wouldn't rush out to see this in the theater type of film.
It didn't come out in theaters, VOD.
No. Yeah.
So the 15 minutes of them just going through that, like, maze. Like, what, like, it's like, okay, just change.
I think it lost.
We don't know where each of them is, but is Bob's here?
Bob didn't see this. He's here.
Oh, right, sorry.
Are we done? Can we open the vault now, even though we have a movie that has a remake? We have a new one.
What about Overboard?
That's what I'm asking. Are we doing both of them or just doing one here?
One.
Why don't we do the new one and put the old one in the vault?
Fine. Okay. Overboard coming up, starring that great thespian actor, Anna Faris, Eva Longoria, Eugenio Derbez, Susie Kurtz, John Hannah. That's enough of these people. I don't know who they are. And Emily Mattson. I don't know who that is. I think that's a daughter. Bob, what did you think of Overboard?
Not as good as the one that's going to be in the vault. I thought that the actresses did not do as good a job. Like, the whole thing was, the guy was doing the, it was reversed in the sexes because the guy was the part where Goldie Hawn's character did the first time. So it was in reverse, if that makes sense.
It does.
Gender swaps, yeah.
Gender swap, thank you. And I'm looking at him going, no, this is not good. But I watched it, but I'm going, no. I'd give it a 4 if I was giving it a score.
Well, you gave it a higher score than me.
Why would you give it?
A 1.
Oh, okay. But
it's standard for you, right?
I thought the story in itself, like, it's been done before. Why do they have to redo it? Because, like, you don't redo something like a movie that's funnier. like, basically, you'd be not this. Not that this is a comparison, but Run with the Wind. It's almost like redoing that. You can't really compare the. I know you can't compare Overboard and Gone with the Wind, but that's the idea I was getting towards.
You can't remake a good movie, is what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
My major problem with this is I don't like Anna Faris. I don't find her interesting as an actress. I don't think she plays the same character in every movie. That sort of poor done by woman, you know what I mean? It's always her having issues, like we saw in the House Bunny and this and something else I've seen her. I just find
That's actually the movie I was just thinking of, House Bunny.
I find her such a boring actress to watch. And I'm not saying Eva Longoria is a good actress either. She's probably a little bit better than Anna Faris. But you put him against Susie Kurtz, I'm like, oh my God, somebody that can act, finally. Even her Latin lover in this movie, I felt bad for. I'm like, this is terrible. He goes to hang out with the other guy, and I'm just like, and they're making him do things. You know, and he's wearing a Seattle Seahawks jersey, and I'm like, don't mess up the jersey. I'm like, they had no chemistry, the leads. I thought the story didn't gel for me. And overall, I was just like, this is dull. Like, this is watching, like, some bad TV episode at episode 11 of 22 of Grey's Anatomy. Nothing happens. And it was like a shot-for-shot remake.
Yes.
Awful. Dan?
Yes.
I didn't watch the original. No, sorry. I didn't watch the remake.
Kevin?
I did not watch the remake either. I couldn't get him to do it.
Okay. Open the vault, intern.
Hey, that's a piece of cheese I had.
That's a baby?
Don't eat the baby, Bob.
Don't eat the baby?
Easy, baby.
All right. Overboard is back. The 1987 version. Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell, Edward Herman, Katherine Hellman, Roddy McDowell, who I love.
So good.
And Frank Buxton. He's a character actor I like. Okay.
Okay.
He's for sure.
Roddy McDowell, though, he's like, he took it and ran.
I think he was just there for the paycheck. He doesn't really have a lot of lines.
No, but he was good in what he did.
I agree. Kevin, what did you think of Overboard?
Ooh.
You.
Ooh. Oh, I didn't hear that part. God, it's been so long since I watched the original. You know, when it was the, like, it was Goldie and Russell, or Kurt Russell, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this was kind of when the first movie they did together as husband and wife. And I thought they had chemistry, so it was watchable, but it's not memorable. It's a stupid premise. He hits his head and he doesn't remember. Suddenly he's a good guy, and, she hit her head.
She hit her head.
Yeah. He's the good guy with the kids, right?
Right.
So, yeah, so she hits her head, suddenly she's all right. And then she becomes a bitch again. And then she's like, well, wait a second. Maybe I'm not such a bitch. I'll be, you know, and I'm using her words, the way that they present it, is that she's a jerk to them. And then she hits her head, and then she's like, I don't know who I am. Oh, maybe I'm falling in love with this man. Oh, now I remember who I am. I'm going to go back to my life. You know what? My life kind of sucks. I like the old life with the guy in the woods. Let's go back to that. And that's the premise of the movie. It was the whole fish out of water, life is greener, you know, maybe being rich isn't the greatest thing. You know, like, it was okay.
Premise is a little bit uncomfortable, too. So it's like, oh, hey, I'm your husband. Do you want to have sex? And it's just like, no, you're not the husband. So I thought that part was... See, I really did not like the first, like, 45 minutes of this. I didn't think it was funny and I was bored. But then, I don't know. When their chemistry was getting better, I started liking it.
They have good chemistry.
Yeah, they do.
Mm. But I think.
Well, considering they're together in real life, they have to.
For a while, I thought this was set on a cruise ship. So.
Love boats.
Just because of the title, so I was. Surprised when I was just, oh, okay, it's just that, and it's mostly on land.
I think this film works on numerous levels. I love Edward Herman as her old husband.
Oh, like when he goes...
He's like, no, I'm done, and leaves. And I thought Katherine Hellman works for the mom. I thought they were very good supporting actors in this. It kept the film kind of somewhat interesting.
Okay.
I like he's having these big parties and the mom keeps calling and she's never there, and I thought that was good. I thought the end of the film works. I didn't love it, and I don't think it has enough laughs, but I think it has a nice wholesome quality to it.
Yep.
And
yeah, I like the ending.
I like the ending's okay, but I mean, I liked it because it made me feel for Goldie Hawn and it made me feel for Kurt Russell because I really thought they should have been a couple at the end.
Yeah.
In the new one, I couldn't give a crap if they all got shot by mafia people 20 seconds after the movie was over. You know, I didn't feel the same for them.
Right.
Because I
agree.
I just felt the supporting characters in the new one stunk. they weren't interesting. But, I mean, Edward Herman is such a good actor, and so is Katherine Hellman, and you can see why it works. I mean, there are no real jokes in here that have any interest. But, I mean, Goldie Hawn makes you actually feel that she wants to be this kid's mother. All Numbnuts does in the new one is make good dinner.
I thought it was really funny when, like, she was her, like, the prissy self again, and, like, she got, like, the tray of food, and they're like, wait, we have help for that. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
And, like, the psychologist is like, I'll stay here a bit longer.
Yeah.
Actually.
But those scenes funny. Work. That gets the plot moving and keeps you engaged.
Yeah.
And you're missing all that in the new one.
Yeah.
Anna Faris and Eugenio Derbez sound like a weird match.
Anna Faris can't act. That's the problem. She's terrible, period.
I like her, though.
Yeah, of course, because she's cute.
Yeah.
That's what
I like her. Scary Movie is pretty funny.
Yeah, okay. Are we moving along, Kevin, to Bull Durham?
Sure.
Bull Durham, Kevin Costner, Susan Sarandon, Tim Robbins, and Trey Wilson.
Uh-huh.
And Robert Wall. That's enough. Bob, go ahead. Your favorite movie.
Not my favorite movie, but it was okay. I admit it does not age well, but...
Oh, I disagree.
Were some parts that were good. Like, I wasn't expecting to totally like this, and I didn't, but... As a whole, I really enjoyed it because, like, it showed what was going on in the minors of the baseball, and I sort of liked that part. Of course, being a baseball fan, but it also showed like his life outside of baseball a bit, like with Susan Sarandon and him. So I enjoyed it.
Oh, I forgot to add to it. Tim Robbins is in this movie.
Who? Tim Robbins? Yes, he is.
I forgot Tim Robbins.
It's some sort of hot shot pitcher.
He does.
Yes.
Calvin, got anything about Bull Durham?
I like this movie. It's a fun movie. I like Kevin Costner. I like Susan Sarandon is hit or miss for me, and she's a hit in this movie. So she basically plays... She goes to farm league teams and finds a player she thinks is promising, and then using her own version of support, meaning as she sleeps with them, she gets the player confident and she builds a star, basically. And what's his face, right? Who's the star guy that's coming up?
Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins, yes. Is the guy she's... who eventually becomes her husband in real life. You know, like, he's the star player. But Kevin Costner is falling in love with her. Right? Or he's attracted to her as well. And he's the has-been on the way down.
Yes.
So, but eventually she realizes that you know, she can do... the same thing for husbands, I guess. I don't know. I don't remember how it ends.
It ends that they both get to the same place. It's time to settle down.
Yeah.
Even she, because she narrates it, and you kind of feel that they're both at the same place finally.
Right.
Like Kevin Costner could have got another job, and he leaves the team that Tim Robbins is because they cut him. He hits his home run. To break the record, goes to another team and finally says, you know what, I hear they need a coach here next year. Maybe I'll stay. Yeah. And that's the end of the film. And I really like this film. I find it works. I've watched it again. It still makes me laugh. I like the pacing a lot. I think the casting is perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to blow you away, but I still think it's a solid film. It's very timeless in its story. I like the it doesn't rely on the baseball, it relies more on the social commentary on them, on the characters and what happens, and it just works for me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like how Kevin Costner is showing the rookies this is what we do, this is what happens, and I just like it. I mean, I don't think it has a lot of substance, but I don't think the storyline needs it. It just works.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to blow you away, but it's something you could put on if somebody was over. It's a good date night movie, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not going to offend anybody. I really like this movie. I still do.
I think it's another solid baseball movie as yes. well. Baseball is the other character in the film.
Oh, 100%.
Love of baseball. Everybody yep. loves the game in some form. And I think that's a contagious thing. So not only is it they're fooling around on the sides, but she's doing it out of her own sense of love for the game as they are playing it.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of an interesting spin on it.
But neither side overpowers the other side. Like the baseball doesn't overpower the social part of it or the non-baseball part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
So I think it's a great movie. It's one of those classics.
I agree. So our last movie on the list. This is it. Last one. And I guarantee it'll be quick. The Perfect Man. Hilary Duff, Heather Locklear, Chris Noth, Mike O'Malley. Can't forget him. And Vanessa Lange and Caroline Ray. Like, why is she ever in a movie? I don't know. Bob, why am I talking about Perfect Man?
I don't know, because we watched it.
I saw this in 2006.
Uh-huh.
Like,
I saw it in 2018.
And what did you think of A Perfect Man?
It's not perfect. It's funny in some parts. Like, I had my giggles in it. But as a whole, the movie's like, it doesn't age well. But there are parts in it that I enjoyed. I forget which parts, but I've wanted to see this for a while, and I finally did, and I'm going, okay, I've seen it. Moving on.
I thought this movie was terrible.
Of course you did.
Absolutely terrible. It so reminds me of those Hallmark Christmas movies. That just are pointless. We've seen this plot 100 times. And it just shows how incompetent Heather Locklear is as an actress and Hilary Duff is as an actress in this film.
Boy.
Incompetent. Like, they can't carry this film. This script can't carry this film. I mean, I would call this a Bob movie. You like these movies, and that's great. I'm glad you can find some enjoyment. It's not a movie for me or Kevin or Dan. I think we all would say we hated it.
I loved it when I was younger, but that's because of Hilary Duff. I'm sure I wouldn't like it now.
I just feel it's a teen movie. It's for teens, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But Bob, you like that. That's great. I don't feel the same on these films.
It has all the elements of a Bob movie.
Well, that's great. Okay, let's move on to our last thing for tonight, because this is going to be a long episode. Kevin threw out here, Bob didn't do his homework, so he doesn't have any. 3 movies we love that the critics hated, I think, Bob, or people hate. Kevin, what was it?
Just, I don't know, 3 movies that we like and we champion that are generally dismissed.
Okay, I'm ready. Who wants Kevin? Who wants to go first?
Do we want to do it one at a time or all 3 at once?
Why don't we each pick one and then we'll go around 3.
Okay.
All
right, I'll start it off because I suggested it. My first one is Speed Racer, directed by the Wachowski brothers.
You love this film. Oh, my God, Kevin, never again.
I love this film. It's a work of art. It's beautiful, the melding of sensibilities the sense of motion, of movement. It mimics anime in a lot of ways, the speed lines and the way characters behave. It has some things that I really loathe about the film, like the monkey or the ape and things like that. But generally, I like this movie. It's like a living cartoon. And it takes chances that you don't see in other films.
Yeah, there's a reason why.
I haven't seen it.
Well, actually, I do have 3 that I could name that I really like that none of you would like. Okay, never mind. Go on.
Yeah, one is Mamma Mia.
No, it's not Mamma Mia.
Okay, Kevin, go ahead. Bob, your first movie?
She's All That. Again, a total Bob movie.
She's All That. Oh, God.
Don't people like that one?
Freddie Prinze Jr.
No, Dan. Nobody likes you.
I think I remember it was okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's all right. I hate it. It's fine. Feel free. I do hate it.
Well, there you go. At least one of you hates it.
I watched it with you, and I went, oh.
Oh.
Freddie Prinze Jr. is the reason why he doesn't have a career anymore, and I've now seen it. I just think that film is terrible. I just think the script is painfully slow. There is no script. Again, it's a high school movie. It's for young
teens.
Yeah,
it's a coming of age movie. Like,
there's no coming
favorite?
Of
Rachel
age.
Lee Cook is,
she needs
Rachel
a date.
Lee Cook. What?
Rachel Lee Cook. She's not the lead.
Yes, she is.
I have the wrong movie.
You have the wrong movie.
I'm thinking of Head Over Heels. Never mind. I'll be quiet.
Now. Oh, no. Head Over Heels is, oh, shoot. What is that movie? What is that girl? The Blonde.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of. I don't think I've seen She's All That.
Oh, that's a shame. So, you what? Wait, what?
A high school shock makes it bet.
Daniel, he hasn't seen She's All That.
I did like She's All That.
It's coming of age. She makes a... She's like this nerd girl, and then he turns her into a popular girl for a time, and then she goes back to her old self.
No, haven't
high
seen
school
it.
Jog makes it bad that he could turn an unattractive girl into the school's prom
yeah,
queen.
Yeah, like that's there a problem go. With Rachel Lee Cook making her unattractive. Yeah, okay.
You had to see it. It worked.
I will have to see it. Okay.
Oh, you haven't seen? I own it. I can give it to you.
I can't wait.
I haven't seen it either.
But, Dan, your pick?
Okay, see, for me, I picked ones that are, sorry.
Monica Rated Potter, up. That's who was in it. The other one. The Down to You movie.
See, I picked movies that were rated under 6, and my first one's Without a Paddle.
I'm going to kill you. I'm coming over to you and punching you in the face.
Matthew Lillard and Seth Green.
My wife loves this film.
I think it's funny.
She made me see it in theaters.
I think I saw it in theaters too, actually.
I paid money to see it.
I like it.
The bear scene where they're all cuddling with the bear.
My God.
Oh.
Or like cuddle together for warmth.
Yes.
And then like my body's telling me no.
Yes. My wife loved this film.
And I love Ethan Suplee in it, but it's like, oh, like, ooh, like the cleaver is not a success, like not a good weapon, kind of thing. And I just thought it was cool that they're looking for a D.B. Cooper's treasure kind of thing.
Buddy, and they're going over the river. I just couldn't take it. I was so bored in this film. She loved
it. If I watched it again, I don't know if I'd like it, but I remember, like, I liked it last time I watched it, which was probably like 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, my wife loved it. Okay, my first pick is Buster McCloud. Have you ever seen this, Kevin?
No.
It's a Robert Altman film, and it is friggin' bizarre. Shelley Duvall's first appearance in film.
Yeah.
And it's about a serial killer who thinks he can fly, and critics hate it.
What's it called?
Buster McCloud. It's a 70s film, and I absolutely love it. You guys haven't seen it. I really would recommend it to you. I quite like this film. I think Robert Altman takes some beautiful shots to it. I like John Shuck playing the silly cop. I just like it. It works for me on so many levels. And I mean, I know everybody hates it. I wish you guys had seen it.
I haven't even heard of it, actually.
It's a Robert Altman.
Neither
have I. Buster McCloud's my choice.
Brewster McCloud.
Brewster.
Brewster McCloud, that I've heard of.
That's where I said Buster Brewster. Yes, that's
I hadn't heard of Brewster, to be fair, but sounds good.
Okay, there you go. Kevin?
All right, the next film on my list is, and you're going to laugh, is The Lone Ranger.
I have no issues. I love the last 45 minutes of Lone Ranger. Fantastic.
Army Hammer one?
Yes.
The Army Hammer Gore Verbinski one.
Oh my God.
There's some very strange choices in this movie, but I like the casting. I like the action. I even like Johnny Depp playing Tonto.
Oh.
I try to pick superhero movies that are generally this that I like something about them. And that's what I found. But this movie, I think it looks great. It had a lot of potential. If a re-edit, and it would be a great film.
I think they need to axe the opening scene.
Yeah.
With a kid. What was that about? I never understood. And when he's climbing up the mountain to find his...
Yeah.
I'm like, what's the point of this?
See, I haven't watched this one for 4 years, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I remember it very well. I don't hate it. I just have a lot of issues at times. The ending's amazing.
I think it was a huge bomb. Nobody went to see it.
I did.
I love the end. The last 40 minutes is fantastic.
The train wreck and it's great.
That looked good.
That's the best part of the movie for me.
I just thought it was boring, I think.
It's too long. It's over two.
Yeah. That's because Gore Verbinski's problem, though. He doesn't know what an editing room is.
Oh, that's true. Quentin's got the same problem, though.
But each scene is actually good for him. At least for me.
Quentin, did you see the Hateful Eight, that opening scene that just never ends?
Oh, with like when they're coming at the... It takes 4 minutes to get to us?
The snow, and you're just like, let's go. And he has to keep pulling that stupid ladder. I'm like, I don't care.
Quentin's trying to make art.
Oh.
I like Hateful Eight, though.
I do like Hateful Eight. I just hate how long it takes to get going.
It took like 4 minutes to get to us, to like the stagecoach. Sorry, Kevin?
I think Hateful Eight would make a great play.
Yes, I agree.
But that'd be cool to see, actually.
All in one room.
Yeah.
You didn't need the extra
stuff. I agree.
So.
Bob, your number two movie?
Into the Woods.
Oh, God, Bob. Why?
It's a musical.
Oh, Into the Woods we go.
It's a musical, and it's like Cinderella and all those people rolled into one movie.
Get out of the woods, people. Please get out.
Get out. A Bob movie.
I like Into the Woods.
Oh, see, Dan's on your side. I hate Into the Woods.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people like Into the Woods.
No, Kevin hated it too.
Oh, good. There we go.
Not a Kevin movie.
Oh, it's only rated 6 on IMDb. Maybe never mind that.
Okay. My next film is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Wow. Yeah.
Kevin, you ever seen that one?
No.
Heard of that one.
Giant clowns from outer space, and they kidnap local townspeople to put them in cotton candy and eat them.
What?
Absolutely love this film. It is dumb. It is cheaply made and makes me laugh so hard. I've seen it about 15 times.
That sounds amazing.
I'll send you my copy, okay, Dan? You can see Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And it's terrible. I'm not even telling it's worth watching. It's so bad. It's giant clowns kidnapping people and eating them in their spaceship. it's great. Absolutely phenomenal film. I don't know what it gets on IMDb, but my next choice would be Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I'm shocked Kevin had never seen it.
I've seen it, but no, it doesn't look
good.
Not that kind of movie.
Okay, who's Kevin? Back to Kevin. Oh, Dan?
No, you escaped me.
Oh, cool.
Freddy versus Jason.
I love Freddy versus Jason. It's a phenomenal movie.
It's like a pay-per-view. Like, okay, we have Freddy from Nightmare on Elm Street and then Jason from Friday 13th.
It's a good movie. Why would that be? Yeah. People hate that movie?
5.8 on IMDb.
Well, then it's one of the best Freddy movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Freddy versus Jason. I really like it.
I haven't watched all of the Nightmare on Elm Street ones. I think I've only seen the original.
Well, then you can stop.
So much fun.
There's no more. I love Freddy vs. Jason. I love the storyline works. I like when they go to hell. I really, really like it. It actually makes Jason a real character, I thought, in that film.
Yeah. Yeah, it gives him more backstory, right?
Yes. I quite liked Freddy vs. Jason.
Yeah. I really like, I don't know why, but I like Chris Marquette a lot. He was in Freddy vs. Jason and Just Friends. Just Friends.
I love Just Friends.
Oh, you do? I love it too, actually.
I do love Just Friends.
It's funny.
Back to Kevin. Yes. Third pick.
Third pick is Daredevil.
I haven't seen Daredevil in so long, I can't even tell you if I liked it.
I think I liked Daredevil.
The original one.
Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner.
And
Kevin Smith.
Colin Farrell.
Kevin Smith.
And Michael Clark Duncan played Kingpin.
Yes, he did.
So did you go all superhero, Kevin?
I did. I picked all three superhero films that are generally trash that I
kind of
like.
I thought Daredevil needed an edit. I thought Daredevil should have been a better movie than it was. Like, it seemed to be, the movie seemed to be there, but it was missing parts for me.
Right.
Because I love Colin Farrell's Bullseye. I thought he was perfect.
I never miss. I love that part.
Yeah.
I just...
Are you guys still there?
I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Someone's calling me on the other line, but I'm ignoring it.
Yay.
But I like it. I like the music choices. I thought it was just a lot of the superhero stuff that we see is takes a lot of nods from it. And I thought Affleck was good. I thought he was better as Matt Murdock than he was as Bruce Wayne.
I agree.
Huh.
So.
Yes. All right.
Bob?
Yeah.
Your next movie? What?
Number three.
Oh. Xanadu.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You're totally on your own.
I have not seen Xanadu.
You don't want to. The roller skating movie to the Muse.
Ew.
Ew. Oh. Well, it was either that or Mamma Mia. So.
I like Mamma Mia.
I think
right,
I like
that's
Mamma
why I didn't
too.
Say it. I'm going, that's why
Xanadu,
I didn't say it.
You like
it was either. It was either that, Down to You, or... what's another one? The guy, the Patrick Dempsey movie, and he's on a lawnmower.
That's a great movie.
But not everybody likes it.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
There you go. We did it on the show.
So I picked Xanadu. There you go.
Xanadu's got a good soundtrack. That's about it, Bob.
Yes, it does. I think it was also my first date.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Roller Boogie. Roller Boogie.
Oh, that one. No, I wouldn't like that one.
That's a terrible movie.
I think I didn't like it.
That's not even a Bob movie?
No, not really.
Dan, your third choice?
Oh, Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, God, Dan, come on.
I love Snakes on a Plane.
That is
You know
terrible.
What? Samuel Jackson didn't even like it. I talked to him about it, and he hated it. Because I saw him one time, I said, I like this movie. Really? He looks at me like, says, you're crazy.
Why did you like Snakes on a Plane? It looked so bad. Ben?
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Oh, my God. It's just like Snakes on a Plane.
I mean, that's in the title, you know?
I know.
It's fun.
I did not like it. I don't know if Kevin's ever, anybody, maybe Dan might have seen my third choice, Resident Evil.
I actually have that on the DVD, but I haven't watched it yet.
I'm a huge fan of the games, and the movie, I love it. And I mean, because I'm a game fan. Is it a good movie? No,
yeah,
it's terrible.
Signed by it.
I have a signed poster in my home, up on my wall, of how big a fan I am of this movie.
Well.
But... I think you have to be a fan of the game to enjoy the movies, if that makes sense.
Not really. I enjoyed the first one.
I think I saw one of them.
I've seen all four. I saw it in theaters and loved it. It was exactly like the game. The movie is shot like a game, plays out like a game. So if you're not a fan of the games, you won't like the movie, I didn't think.
I'd play the game.
Pardon, Kevin?
I'd take the games.
Rather play the game than watch the movie.
Oh, I'm replaying Codename Veronica for the first time in 30 years right now, and I'm still loving it.
Right.
So, okay, guys.
I watch Extinction.
Anybody else got anything to add? Or we're done?
Is that a Bowl film?
Pardon?
Is that a UE Bowl film?
No, Paul Thomas Anderson.
Paul Thomas Anderson, right?
Well, I need to sign my poster.
Okay.
I have Jovovich signed it and Rodriguez has signed it. And it's going on my wall this year because I don't think I'm going to see Paul Thomas Anderson. I'm going to wait till after September, but if he doesn't come to the film festival, it's going on the wall.
Is it Paul Thomas Anderson or Paul Anderson?
Oh, man.
It's Paul W.S. Anderson.
Oh, Paul W.S. Anderson. Yeah, that's it. He's right.
Huh.
Okay. Bob, just one thing before we go. I have Box Office Mojo pulled up here. And I just want to tell you how much money one of your picks made when it came out. Mary Shelling, your pick for number 5. I can't even find no money for it anymore. It made like $12,000. I just wanted to point that out to you, and I think it's your number 7 pick. And it's now on VOD. It didn't even last 1 week in theaters.
We'll see.
How many theaters did it go in? Like 10?
Like 10 or something, Bob.
Wow.
It didn't even play in Canada. Just wanted you to know that.
Good one.
Since we're discussing the game as we go. So, going back to the sheets. Kevin has Solo as number, Ant-Man number 1, Dan has Solo, Bob has Solo, I have Incredibles.
But Solo, I'm screwed.
Solo is my 2, Jurassic World 3, and Kevin's got Ocean's 8 at 7, Bob, Ocean's 8 is 3, Dan's got it 7, and I have it at 10. That's this week's movies. It's opened. So, how does 200 episodes, Kevin, feel?
It feels like a long time has passed.
Yeah, this is going to be a 2-part episode, so I'll have to split it when I cut it.
Are we doing the ones that you hate but everybody else would like?
We just did, Bob.
No, that's the ones that you like but everybody else hates.
Do we have any of those for that?
What are we talking about? Can we do this often?
Oh, okay, we just named the 3 that we like that everybody else would hate.
Right.
Now, the other side is 3 that we hate that everybody else likes.
We can do that next episode, Bob.
All right.
Sounds good.
Last Jedi is number 1 on my list.
What?
Which one?
The Last Jedi is number 1 on my list. People love that movie and I hate it.
I don't hate it. I just don't love it. I don't know. I'll have to do some research on that. Movies that I hate that everybody loves, I'm sure I could find some.
That would be just about every film on the planet.
No, there'll be one that you guys will be shocked how much I hate. I'll have to do some research.
My number one's Gravity.
I wouldn't be that shocked.
You're dead, but you're on the list now, Dan, for sure, for that comment right there.
For Gravity?
I love Gravity.
I don't like the story for Gravity.
There is no story. It's just beautiful to look at.
When I saw it, I think I hate it for a lot of the reasons why I love Dunkirk. Which is weird.
I love Dunkirk, too.
Maybe if I watched Gravity again, I'd like it, but I don't know.
Oh, we'll get into it. Okay, is there anything else? Are we all good? Happy episode 200.
Happy 200.
Are we going to make 200 more, Kevin?
Oh.
Think of this long to get to 200.
And we're doing better this year. I don't know. We'll see.
How long did it take to get to 200 anyway?
8 years.
Oh.
A lot longer than 8 years.
9 years? I don't know.
We started recording these when I lived on Kilbury.
Correct.
Which was like, I moved out of Kilbury in like 2007.
So it's been episode 11 years?
2028, I guess.
11
years? 12
years. We're recording a little bit more regular than we were back then.
I'll see y'all in 2030.
Right, yeah.
Who cares? Doesn't matter. I'm out of here. I'm going to bed. You guys are boring me. Good night.
Okay.
Goodbye.
And if they make it,
we review it.
Perfect.
Or we keep it in a big pile next to the TV, in my case.
Goodbye.
Bye. Hang up. Goodbye.